We take off from Namibia at the African Women Championships.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you very much. Cameroon will meet Nigeria in Saturday's final of the Africa Women Championship in Namibia after both teams won their semi-finals by a 2-1 scoreline. It also means the pair have qualified for next year's Women's World Cup in Canada. Nigeria overcame South Africa in Wednesday's earlier kickoff with a first-half brace from Asisat Ochoala, setting them on their way to victory. Jane Rofaelo reduced the deficit for the South Africans, but the Super Falcons held on. In the other semi-final, Cameroon needed extra time to beat Ivory Coast and reach the final for the first time. Captain Christine Mani hit the winner in the 118th minute, heading in from a corner. With Africa having three places at the Senior Women's World Cup next year, South Africa and Ivory Coast, the beaten semifinalists, still have a chance of making it with victory in the third place match. All is set for this Sunday's BMW Frankfurt Marathon, and the energetic Andy Edwards is there. He caught up with the defending champion Vincent Kipruto and Sharon Cherop, who won the Boston Marathon women in 2010. Hey, and here is Andy Edwards.
We're talking with Vincent Kipruto, who is going to be defending his title, the men's title at the BMW Frankfurt Marathon in 2014. That's coming up this Sunday. Vincent, you are a very fine winner last year in tough weather conditions. How confident do you feel of retaining that title?
I think that if the weather will be nice, I'll do good. I want to defend my title.
The weather in Frankfurt is something you really have to take into consideration, isn't it? Because it can be windy, it can be cold, can almost snow, but then some Sundays it can be hot. Do you prepare for kind of different weather conditions like that?
If the condition is good, which is favorable for running, I'll do it better.
Do you feel under pressure, or do you feel more confident, the fact that you won last year?
I'm confident, I don't have pressure.
Everyone knows how fast the Frankfurt course is. Wilson Kipsang ran close to the world record, what was then the world record, 3 years ago. Do you think you can beat your personal best this year and run even faster?
Yes, my aim is I want to run my personal best this year.
When you're preparing for a marathon, does your training change much? Do you look at what you do and say, well, we can improve this or that, talking about it with your coach?
I think the same training I used last year is the same I used this year, so I don't think I changed it much.
Yeah. And Frankfurt is a flat course. It's known as a fast course. Does that dictate how you might train? The nature of your training?
You know, when you're going to run in a flat course, you have to run in you find a suitable place to train, which is about the same as the course which you are going to run.
And do you do then long runs at that kind of marathon, almost race pace, as part of that preparation?
No, you don't use the marathon pace in training. No. If you use the marathon pace in training, you'll get exhausted and you'll not come and run anything.
Well, we look forward to see how you do with that defence of the BMW Frankfurt Marathon title on Sunday. Vincent Kipruto, last year's men's winner, all the best for the race. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We're having a chat with Sharon Cherop, who's well known on the marathon scene, had fine performances in places like Boston, and now she's running in Frankfurt, the BMW Frankfurt Marathon, for the first time this Sunday. Sharon, I mentioned Boston, and that's a very different course, hilly, famous for its hills, compared to Frankfurt, which is famous for being flat and indeed a very fast course. Do you adapt your training, your approach, for a different course like Frankfurt?
So I told you that this time round, I changed my program completely since I came from Boston, because I see every year I've been running 2:22 since 2010, and I say this is my time, this is a high chance for me to change my training to see if I can improve to come from 2:22. But I believe and trust that I will have my personal best after changing my program.
And just what have you changed in your program to, in this hope, ambition to break 2 hours 22?
I do a lot of speed work because I see that it seems I have a good endurance, but not much speed.
Is it also a kind of psychological, sort of a click or little problem that you feel you're stuck in a groove, always 2:22? Do you feel you need to make a mental breakthrough as well?
Yes, I believe that I'll come out of that 2:22.
So do you think Frankfurt is the right place to really break that barrier?
Yes, the right place, the flat course, and even Wilson Kipsang, when he was trying to run world record, he just missed the world record by 4 seconds. And I believe that this is the right course for me to improve my personal best.
Yeah, of course, you mentioned that achievement by Wilson Kipsang 3 years ago, going so close to what was then the world record. I know just before we sat down to talk, you were in a group and people were talking about motivation for runners, and we were saying about, well, ordinary runners, mass runners, sometimes don't feel like running. They feel tired or lazy, or they've just been to a party the night before. And you said some very interesting things. I mean, you as an elite runner, do you ever have those feelings of you wake up and you think, I don't want to train today? What do you do to convince yourself to get out of bed and train?
Sometimes you can feel you are tired because of the training you have done. And you can change your training, not imagining that you can stay without training because you are a professional runner and you have a focus of a race ahead of you. So you have to adjust it and go for your training. Sometimes it can rain in Kenya, but we have to adjust in our program.
And do you feel lazy? You're such a good runner, you and so many other East African runners, but do you ever feel lazy and just feel like lying around all day and doing nothing?
You feel less when you have done a lot of work, maybe every training, but you can change to go for each run according to the program.
Do you think that's also part of the reason for Kenyan success, is that you seem to know how to relax? When you do relax, you really do relax, whereas some runners who are not from, shall we say, East Africa, they find other things to do and maybe they tire themselves out.
You know, when you are a professional athlete, you have to get target. You have to get that focus because you have the target to make it.
Well, Sharon Cherop, wish you all the best for the first time of you experiencing the BMW Frankfurt Marathon. Hope you crack that 2:22 barrier and you enjoy your debut in Frankfurt. Thanks very much, Sharon.
Thank you.
Andy Edward, thanks. That was the energetic Andy Edwards in Frankfurt. Now let's move to Johannesburg, South Africa. Join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma with more sports news.
We begin with cricket. Uganda beat defending champions Nepal by 20 runs at the start of their campaign at the Pepsi ICC World Cricket League Division 3 in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on Thursday. Today, Friday, Uganda plays Singapore before the United States of America on Sunday. Turning to football, Togo is the world's most improved national men's team, while Burkina Faso and Armenia have each slipped by the widest margin in the world, according to the FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland on Thursday. Algeria has climbed to 15th place in the world ranking, their highest ever in their football history. They top the African chart. Ivory Coast are 23rd, Tunisia 31st, Cape Verde Islands 33rd, Ghana 35th, Egypt 38th, Cameroon 40th, Senegal 41st, Nigeria 42nd, and Togo 52nd. In Namibia, the curtains come down at the Telecom and Namibia Mobile African Women's Championships when Nigeria Super Falcons play Cameroon's indomitable Lionesses at the Sam Nujoma Stadium in Katutura Township in Windhoek tomorrow Saturday. Prior to the final, South Africa engage Ivory Coast in the bronze medal playoff. The winner will join Nigeria and Cameroon at the 2015 FIFA Women's World Cup in Canada. Elsewhere, the Democratic Republic of Congo's AS Vita host Algeria's Entente Setif in the opening leg of the Orange African Champions League final in Kinshasa on Sunday. Meanwhile, host Zambia play Ivory Coast in a men's friendly international in Lusaka tomorrow Saturday. Staying in Lusaka, Zambian head of state President Michael Sata is set to honor the Zambian team that won the 2012 Orange Africa Cup of Nations on the occasion of Zambia's 50th independence anniversary on Sunday. Finally, over 3,000 athletes line up for the Standard Chartered Nairobi Marathon in the Kenyan capital on Sunday.
That report by Daybreak Africa's Mark Houma in Johannesburg, South Africa. In athletics, following the tradition set by Haile Gebrselassie in 2007 and continued by William Kipsang in 2013, Dennis Kimeto's first race after breaking the marathon world record will be at the Montafaland Run in Herrenberg on December 7th. And for the first time ever in the event's 18-year history, both marathon world record holders will be in action as Paula Radcliffe will line up for the women's event. Last month, Kimeto broke Kipsang's marathon world record by 26 seconds, clocking 2 hours, 2 minutes and 57 seconds to win in Berlin. After Kipsang broke the mark last year, he made the Montafaland Run his next race, just as Gebrselassie did in 2007 after breaking the marathon world record. While Gebrselassie won in 2007, Kipsang finished a distant fifth in 2013. Kimeto will be hoping to follow more in Gebrselassie's footsteps by taking victory in the Dutch city. The Kenyan has experience of the course too, having finished sixth at the 2012 edition of the race when Geoffrey Mutai won in a course record of 42.25. When it comes to this particular race, Radcliffe has considerably less experience than Kimeto. The 40-year-old has never raced on Dutch soil, nor has she ever contested a 15-kilometer race. And that's it for tonight's edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Sunny Young will be back next week. Now, back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 16:31 UTC and 18:31 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 17:30 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up, the popularity of Kung Fu in Kampala's suburbs and slums. And next, how Liberians are...